It's Friday, May 21st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The data around diversity that shows the opportunity, and incentives drive security behavior. This is the Business of Tech. Women represent 31% of IT employees, according to Gartner data. Black workers make up 7.9% of computing and math-related jobs, while Hispanic employees represent 6.8%, according to a 2018 report from the Brookings Institution. Now, a new diversity study in the technology industry found companies that made statements of solidarity around diversity had fewer Black employees on average by 20% than those that didn't. Asian Americans have the widest gap between their representation in entry-level tech jobs and in leadership, and Asian American women are the least likely to advance to executive roles. Women executives more commonly have C-level jobs that focus on areas such as HR, marketing, or diversity, and those roles are among the least likely to be appointed to corporate boards. The analysis also found that 36% of board directors are women or people of color, but that most of those are white women or Asian men. A similar study by Hired reveals that for every dollar a white man in the technology industry was paid last year, a Black woman in the same role made 90 cents. They're not alone. Black men have lost a little ground since 2019, although women have improved slightly, but all are still unequal. But how about the impact of technology? Some data about dating sites. A 2020 study by Pew reported that 57% of female dating site users ages 18 to 34 said that someone had sent them a sexually explicit message or unsolicited image. 6 in 10 women under age 35 said that someone had continued to contact them after they said they were not interested. And 44% said that someone on a dating site had called them an offensive name. Now, why do we care? I can't get past the copious amounts of data that say investments in companies of any size addressing these issues outperform. This isn't just about hiring either, but about the entire life cycle. Skills development, ensuring an inclusive culture, ensuring equity in the workforce, and protecting those who need it. If I said you could outperform by 20%, would you do it? Well, you can outperform by 20%. At the RSA conference this week, the SolarWinds CEO discussed how the further investigation of the breach of the company reveals that the attackers began probing as early as January 2019, meaning they were undetected for nearly 2 years. He also expressed regrets over the former CEO blaming an intern. The company has created the Orion Assistance Program, which helps with planning and advice for restoration of service. And while we're covering statements from executives, Apple's senior vice president of software engineering testified in the Epic trial. His key quote, quote, "If you took Mac security techniques and applied them to the iOS ecosystem with all those devices, all that value, it would get run over to a degree dramatically worse than is already happening on the Mac. And as I say today, we have a level of malware on the Mac that we don't find acceptable and is much worse than iOS." And speaking of vectors, Microsoft is retiring Internet Explorer next summer, officially, finally. Why do we care? I'm focused a lot on incentives lately, and we'll be building on that idea in an upcoming editorial. Of course they have an assistance program. That makes a ton of sense, as they don't want customers to abandon the product. That statement doesn't detract from it being a smart move. Just take it for what it is. Customer retention. That's different from accountability. It's interesting to contrast that with Apple's approach on iOS versus Mac. And given the choice, they're incentivized to keep the App Store secure on iOS as it maintains the security and it maintains their profitability. They're making that security a paid feature. I'll acknowledge it comes with an offset downside in restricting the types of stores and the way they enforce security. There's a healthy debate to be had about monopolies here too, but from an incentive perspective, it's an example of how the alignment matters. And that's why we care and contrast these two. Let's spend more time thinking about the incentive structures. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to the Business of Tech No Bonus episode this weekend as I give some thought to those incentive discussions. Looking forward to hearing from you, the listener, on that, and have a great weekend. Back again on Monday.